Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free premium delivery on any bed with Base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.
Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Press This WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. Just a reminder, you can subscribe on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or download episodes at webmasterradio.fm/shows/Press This. So welcome everybody to Press This. In this episode, co-host Stephen Word and I will discuss advanced WordPress for digital marketers. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, David. Happy New Year, everyone.
All right. Now, for those of you that don't know or remember, Stephen is a WordPress core contributor I work with here at WP Engine. So, Stephen, today's topics are going to be a little boring for you, being an advanced WordPress developer.
Actually, no, there's a lot of interesting stuff in here. A lot of stuff that we're going to be discussing is even with exposure, I think is always good to have a refresher to bring up. And then there's a few new things that come up all the time. So not at all.
Yeah, I think that's funny. As I went on in my career and kept going to these conferences and going to sessions, and I would learn lots and lots of things. And over time, I would learn less and less, but I would still walk away with one or two tips. So I think it's interesting, even being a technical person, listening to tips designed for non-technical users, you can still grab things you might not have been aware of or get a refresher. But I think the other side to this is, as an advanced WordPress developer, a lot of the times folks kind of lose sight of, well, hey, there are these non-technical users who might need tips and techniques that could be beneficial for them. And you know, a lot of advanced WordPress people work in a freelance capacity or in an agency capacity or even in-house and need to train non-technical users on what to do to keep their websites maintained. So I think for everyone listening today, if you're a non-technical user, tons and tons of great material in here. But even if you're a highly advanced WordPress developer, there's going to be things in here you might not be aware of or might need a refresher on. But again, just a talk track that you can use to share with others. And really, that's going to be the focus of today's episode. How can we manage the sites that we are effectively manage the sites that we run? How can we make sure they're secure? How can we make sure they're fast? And how can we deal with managing lots of sites at the same time? What are the right things to do and what are the tools in which to use them? So that's what we're going to be talking about here today on today's episode. Stephen, does that sound good to you?
Yeah, that sounds perfect. I think you absolutely hit the nail on the head. Is taking the user into account. Even as someone who's been working, as you said, like in an advanced capacity for quite some time, I think scale also speaks a lot there, to where, you know, sometimes maybe the way that you know how to do it best can't be applied to if you're managing 100 sites in like an agency capacity.
Ah, yes. Completing the task versus completing it well and making it future-proof. Definitely have some tips that we'll focus on that today. So cool. So we're going to jump right in again, talking about advanced WordPress management for digital marketers and non-technical users. So we did an episode like this back in August and have got some updated tips off of some of the stuff we talked about back then and some things that have changed. Things change all the time in WordPress, as you all know. So we're going to be talking about some of those things today. So the first thing I wanted to cover in today's episode was picking plugins. That is a topic that quite a few people have talked about. Stephen, off the top of your head, do you want to just rattle off some of the key parts on WordPress.org that people should look at when they're picking a plugin? Like what sections should they look at?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I would always look for is, you know, adoption numbers are always great, which is, you know, kind of given off in the right rail of WordPress.org when you're looking at something. Generally, if it has a large number of adoption and a good rating, that's a good indicator. But more importantly, in some of the things that go under the radar, I also like to take a look at the support request tab to see if the developers are having active conversations with their community. When there's a problem, is it getting addressed? When is the last time the plugin was updated is also a good marker. Plugins should be updated at minimum at least once per WordPress major version.
Awesome. So if you've been in WordPress a while, those are pretty standard how to pick a plugin tips. But I wanted to cover a couple of areas I think a lot of people don't really pay attention to. So you mentioned, you know, how many versions of the, how many plugins, how often is the plugin used? How many installs does it have? Are they supporting the plugin? These are kind of the standard tips. But once you download that plugin, there's other things you can also look at. There's a popular service called WP Scan that will help you search for vulnerabilities within a plugin. Maybe the plugin has a security vulnerability that could leave your site open to hacking. That won't necessarily be reflected in the support forum or in the number of installs that you find on WordPress.org. So use WP Scan to search for vulnerabilities within a plugin. You can also do things like linting. Steven, you're the developer on the show here. Why don't you describe what linting is and talk about your favorite tools for checking linting and a little bit about what XWP is up to on this front as it relates to plugins.
This has actually been a really, really exciting past 6 months around this topic. So for the non-technical user, linting is basically an automated way of doing a code review. So when you have a linting process or a linting application as part of your workflow, you can look at a plugin and a series of rules will be checked by an automated system to look for things like coding standards. You know, are there potential security vectors in the plugin or your theme? But basically it's a programmatic way to check code by code. One of the things that XWP, a really great agency partner we like to work with here at WP Engine, has been up to is a project of theirs called Tide. This was announced just recently at WordCamp US in Nashville, but it's something they've been up to for about a year. And what they're using is they've created a service out of PHP linting application called PHP Code Sniffer. But they're basically making it to where you can hit an API, submit a plugin or a theme, and then it will do that linting process and then return a response to you. What's really cool about this is it allows for like heavy automation in checking large numbers of things at once. And the WordPress.org core project noticed this and actually decided to adopt Tide as part of the project. So coming very soon in 2018, WordPress.org will actually be scanning these plugins in the repository using Tide and Code Sniffer and be able to provide kind of a quality metrics around are things written to standard, etc.
Awesome, awesome. So big changes coming to WordPress.org. Check for the Tide scores on the quality of the code within those plugins. Next thing I wanted to talk about was managing lots of different WordPress sites. This is something that comes up a lot. I need to log into all these WordPress administrative interfaces and update all these plugins. And oh my goodness, it's so complicated. I personally like to use platforms like Perfect Dashboard, which gives you a basically a platform for doing things like automatically updating lots of plugins at the same time, WordPress, as well as things like visual regression testing. So if you're a non-technical user managing lots and lots of sites and you're not proficient in a CLI and things like that, check out platforms like Perfect Dashboard. Makes it easier to manage lots and lots of different sites. Another mistake I see a lot of non-technical users making is not using staging, right? If you've ever heard cowboy coding, basically making changes to your code on your live site, something you definitely don't want to do, especially when you start thinking about adding plugins or updating WordPress and things like that. You really want to be doing this in a staging environment. Managed hosts like WP Engine, the company we work for, they have that kind of baked into the platform. So WP Engine, Pagely, people like that will have staging baked in. But if you're on a cheaper host, that's oftentimes not a feature that's available to you. So if it is not available to you, I typically recommend that you check out a service like WP Stagecoach, which gives you the ability to create a staging copy of your site. So when you're testing an update to a plugin or you're adding a new theme, you don't have to do that on your live site. There is nothing worse than pushing a change live that breaks your website, especially if you don't have things like backups where you can more easily roll back to that previous change. But of course, why even make the mistake? take it all, test it out in staging with a service like WP Stagecoach. And so don't make those changes live on your site. Use a staging service or use staging features within your managed host. So what we're going to do is we're going to get back to more tips after this quick break. So hang tight and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S. Webmasterradio.fm reaches them all with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content.
Hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing.
Email sales at webmasterradio.fm today and get your message delivered now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. This is your host, David Vogelpohl, and I'm here with co-host Stephen Word. We're talking about advanced WordPress management for digital marketers and non-technical users. And right before the break, we were discussing the benefits of using staging. But prior to that, we were also talking about how to pick a plugin. We were talking about linting and using things like WP Scan to check for security. And that actually also got me thinking, well, geez, WP Scan goes a lot deeper than that, right? You can use it to really scan any WordPress-oriented PHP code. And so when you think about your site and picking a plugin, yes, you want to run new plugins you pick through WP Scan, but you also want to run things like plugins that your developers create through the scanner, as well as themes and maybe even your WordPress install. Stephen, you want to talk a little bit more about WP Scan and how people can use it on their sites?
Sure. I mean, I think one of the things that's really important to keep in mind is that generally the life of the pieces that go to compose a site are not always linear or exactly one-to-one. Like, so for example, one site may have, you know, the latest version of Akismet, but a older version of another plugin, whereas another site will have the same version of Akismet and then a different version of that, you know, secondary plugin. So what you can do is check for things like compatibility, because you know, in a lot of places you'll find that one particular plugin will be compatible with, you know, all 19 plugins that a site may contain, but in another case there may be one out of that 19 that causes a problem. I mean, it's not always security related; it's also compatibility related. Yeah, using tools like WP Scan are really helpful. It kind of does some of that linting type concept that we were talking about that Tide does, but with more of a focus on security.
I think the most important question in today's show, though, Stephen, is it Akismet or Akismet? Is that what you just said?
You know, I actually don't know the answer to that, and it's the most popular plugin in the repo. I should probably learn how to pronounce it.
Someone should make a GIF about this and the proper way to pronounce it.
GIF, I believe.
Yeah. Cool. So another couple of interesting things that come up on the security front that, you know, non-technical users often kind of struggle with are basically hackers guessing your username. There's something called user enumeration where people can basically kind of brute force, in a sense, your website and guess your username. One of the security tips with WordPress is change your default username from admin to something else. Of course, if you change it to something and a hacker can still guess what it is, that's a problem. There's a plugin that I like to recommend called Stop User Enumeration, which will help prevent that from happening. So if you're trying to keep your username secure as well as your password, check out the plugin Stop User Enumeration. It's a great way to help lock down your WordPress site. Another question that comes up a lot for me is two-factor authentication. If you're not familiar with two-factor authentication, it's basically the practice of using, for example, like your phone to help you log into your website as well as your password. In other words, enter the code from your phone as well as your username and password. There's a service and a plugin called Rublon, R-U-B-L-O-N, which basically helps you add two-factor authentication to WordPress. Big, big, big security thing. Having two-factor greatly increases the security of your site. The most vulnerable part of your site, the most vulnerable part of any technology stack, is the password. It's the easiest thing to lose. It's the easiest thing that other people can gain, you know, gain access to that one thing, and they're in your system. Two-factor authentication makes it much harder. They can't just discover your password and have run of your site. They also have to somehow basically gain access to your phone and also get the code that's generated there. So check out Rublon, R-U-B-L-O-N, for two-factor authentication. Next up, I want to talk about speed. Stephen, we've talked about PHP 7 on the show quite a bit, haven't we?
Yeah, quite a bit. It's been, you know, the largest performance enhancement that we've seen in the WordPress world in, you know, the better part of a decade. So yeah, we've put a little focus on that. It's pretty important.
And the reason why we focus on it so much is so many sites are still running on older versions of PHP. So once you check what version of PHP your site's running on, the next thing you can do is talk to your host and ask them to move your site, your WordPress site, to a PHP 7, I think the current version 7.2 compatible server. And that will, there's nothing you can do that'll make your site that much faster overnight in one move. And there probably never will be. But PHP versioning is super important for speed, and it's also super important for security. Older versions of PHP are not being patched for their vulnerabilities, and so if you're running older versions of PHP, your site could be vulnerable to attack. Also on the speed front, you know, if you Google, you know, 10 tips for speeding up a WordPress site, there's a million articles out there that'll run through every single little thing to do. But for non-technical users, I like to recommend a plugin called WP Rocket. It's a caching plugin similar to W3 Total Cache, which I know a lot of digital marketers are experienced with. But it's a little bit easier to use. They also have the caching baked into it, but a lot of other common aspects to speed optimization, things like image compression, minification of your JavaScript, and everything in the top 10 list that you would read typically will be done with inside of WP Rocket. So it's a nice and easy to use plugin, really well done, really well supported. So if you're trying to make your site faster and you're not a developer, you don't even know what the word minification means, check out WP Rocket. It's a nice and easy solution for that. On speed, you know, we deal with this a lot at WP Engine. We're really obsessed about speed. And, you know, a lot of developers and freelancers are also, your clients are really interested in a fast loading website. One of the biggest things I've seen, Stephen, what are the most offending plugins when it comes to speed on a website? What types of plugins do you think? Don't name the plugins, or the types of plugins.
Yeah, you were awfully close to getting me in trouble there, David. Yeah, so I'm not going to name anything specifically there. But yeah, anything that has a heavy computational back-end process, things like a plugin that would show you related posts or other related content on a given article's page, tend not to scale very well. But one of the reasons for that is because the computer basically, or the program, has to figure out, you know, it has to analyze the article and then it has to compare it against every other article in the WordPress instance. Larger the more articles there are, the longer that computation takes, and your site just gets slower and slower and slower.
So the layman's version of that is plugins that do a lot of work inside of WordPress. And two of the most offending types of plugins, if you're running these, you need to check this right away. A broken link checker plugin. These are super popular with SEOs. A related post plugin. Those little things at the bottom of the article that says related posts. Believe it or not, those are two of the biggest offending types of plugins when it comes to page speed. And it's one of the most common plugins we kind of ban here at WP Engine because it affects the performance of our customers and the servers. So I wanted to offer some alternatives to the broken link checker plugins and related post plugins a lot of people use. For broken link checking, I like to use a service called Page Modified. Now, Page Modified is a product by Chase Cranberry of Authority Labs. And if you're in the SEO world, you might have heard of Authority Labs, a very, very, very good SEO rank checking service. But they have this service called Page Modified, which actually crawls your website from the outside. So it's not using computational time or it's not performing the work inside of WordPress. It's all happening on the outside. And they basically crawl your site like a search engine would. And Page Modified does a lot of letting you know when something changes on your site, including when a link is broken. So I like to use Page Modified for broken link checking because it doesn't tax my WordPress install. And then related post plugins, my goodness, those are so many of those that cause problems, but related posts for WordPress, and you can search for that in WordPress.org, related posts for WordPress, that plugin is nice and performance friendly. So if your site's slow and you have a broken link checker plugin or related post, chances are it could have something to do with it. So check out Page Modified and related posts for WordPress plugin as an alternative. Speaking of offloading, which is basically what we talked about, right? We're going to, with Page Modified, what offloading means is basically I'm going to take something that would normally execute on my website and I'm going to push it off somewhere else. One of the most common speed problems that sites have is actually going into the back end and running reports, looking at your orders, doing order fulfillment, doing analytics for your business. When you go do all this in the back end of WordPress, you're also slowing down the front end of your website while you're doing that. Some agencies and freelancers report that as their users run reports, the site significantly slows for the front end. So to combat that, I like to use the service Meteoric. M-E-T-O-R-I-K. Meteoric basically pulls all of that order and e-commerce data out of WooCommerce and dumps it into a server somewhere else. So when you go run reports, when you do things like order fulfillment, you're not doing that in the same WordPress install that's trying to use your available, I'm going to quote you now, Stephen Word, computational power to run a report for you as the administrator. So check out Meteoric as a way to offload that e-commerce reporting. Big, big problem for e-commerce sites trying to use their web resources, basically rendering resources, to serve reports for the back-end users. So check out Meteoric as a way to offload. So we got a few more tips for you before we close out the show, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
WebmasterRadio.fm is the destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Engage with our panel of on-air experts and peers by following us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on air or on demand from our website or through iTunes, Stitcher, or however you get your podcasts. Interact and stay informed. Just search for WebmasterRadio.fm.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Not on my watch, our military service members say, as they volunteer to serve, as they move out, stand firm, and take fire. So not on our watch, we say, to the severely ill or injured veterans who can't get the care they deserve to live full and independent lives, even when there's no government funding or a nursing home seems like the only option. We won't leave one warrior behind. Not on our watch. Join us at findwwp.org.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Press This. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. We are talking about advanced WordPress management for digital marketers and non-technical users. And right before the break, we were talking about offloading using services like Meteoric to offload your reporting so you don't slow down your front end with your back end administration. So we're going to jump right back into it, get to the rest of these tips. And I think one of the big things for non-technical users is understanding what a custom post type is, that WordPress is more than a title and a body. You can actually use custom meta fields. So a custom post type is basically a page in WordPress where there's fields for every little piece of content. You can actually connect those fields to other things using the REST API. But I think the lesson here for digital marketers is to use custom post types that have individual fields for each piece of content on a page. It makes it easier to create content and edit content. And Stephen, real quick, Gutenberg's coming up. I'm guessing Gutenberg is going to upend all this custom post type stuff. Should people just sit and wait for April for Gutenberg to roll around before they start messing with custom post types? Or if they haven't used custom post types yet, do you think they should go ahead and start exploring it now? Or do you think they should just sit and wait for Gutenberg?
I think you should definitely become familiar with it sooner than later. I mean, the concept of custom post types is, you know, integral part of what makes WordPress a content management system and not just blog software. So while Gutenberg support for it has been not as developed or as far along in the process as I think some of the developers in the community would like to see, the concept isn't going anywhere. So that means that, you know, the Gutenberg project itself is going to have to solve that problem. I think being familiar with the concepts of custom post types ahead of time would maybe make the transition to that new Gutenberg visual editor a lot easier to digest.
I like how you put that. Custom post types are what make WordPress a CMS, not just a blogging platform. I think that's a great way to put it. And I also like your perspective of, well, Gutenberg hasn't solved for it completely yet, but it has to solve for it. So becoming familiar with what a custom post type is and how to use it on your site still has value now, because by the way, Gutenberg is the new editor in WordPress. It's going to change a lot of things. But I think you make a good point, which is that custom post types are a fundamental part of WordPress and that the Gutenberg team must solve it before April and it gets released into the wild. So good tip point there, Mr. Stephen. Another tool I found for editing content. So custom post type, again, custom fields for each page, but then you got to edit those fields. And a matter of fact, the Yoast SEO plugin has a really neat feature that I really love, which is the ability to edit your custom metadata, your titles and descriptions, on every page all in one view. It's a really, really handy feature inside the Yoast plugin. I love it. Now, there's a plugin actually called Admin Columns, which will allow you to do that in the back end of WordPress for any type of page, not just your meta titles and descriptions, but every piece of content on every page on your site, you can edit in one view. And the reason this is important is because when you're editing lots of pages at the same time, if you're a non-technical user, chances are you're opening them all up in tabs and editing them one at a time. The Admin Columns plugin allows you to edit them all in one view, one tab, one set of editing, and you're done. So I really love Admin Columns for being able to edit basically lots of pages with all similar types of content all in one view, and saves a ton of time. So definitely check out Admin Columns. Speaking of SEO, AMP is definitely topic du jour. So in the last episode where we kind of did tips for non-technical users, we talked about Weebler AMP as being the best AMP plugin for WordPress. But I know that Google has been and working on their AMP plugin in order to make sure we're kind of reverse course there and make it the de facto AMP plugin. So, Stephen, I know they did some announcements and movement around this at WordCamp Europe. Could you give us a little update on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So for those not familiar, AMP is a way to take mobile content or it's a way of gearing your content on your website for a mobile device. And it does this by basically sideloading or preloading in a very intelligent way different parts of the page that you're most likely to visit. So for example, if you're on a page and you have three links on that page, it'll kind of cache those on the side. So when you click on your mobile device, you're not at the mercy of LTE or whatever connection you may be on. It'll just already kind of be preloaded. It makes the experience feel a lot more instant. Google's been working on their version of that, which has been in development for a couple of years, but now they're putting more steam behind it. I'm expecting really cool things to come of that here shortly.
Okay, so Weebler AMP, again, historically has been the best AMP plugin for WordPress, but Google has basically revived their version. It's kind of this hybrid between something Automattic made and Yoast made. They've kind of taken over the whole project and are seeing it through the end. So watch for Google's AMP plugin as the de facto alternative for AMP. So I know a lot of the things we talked about today might require a developer. And if you're a digital marketer or non-technical user, some of the things we talked about still might be a little inaccessible to you. So I wanted to leave you with some tips for how to find talent. How do you find developers to help you do these crazy things that we were talking about to set you up in an environment that'll make it easy for you to manage your site? Well, the first and foremost is go to your local WordPress meetups and WordCamps. I go to quite a few of them, of course, and the WordPress developers sit around and say, I wish we could meet more clients, find more people to do work for. And then I go to the digital marketing events and they sit around and say, I wish we could find more developers. I wish we could get more developers to go. So my idea is just go to the other one's event, right? If you're looking for clients and you're a freelancer agency, go to the marketing events because there's a lot of people there looking for devs. But then the other way around, if you're a digital marketer, go to the WordPress meetups and WordCamps. Great, great place to find talent, people to hire, freelance or full-time. If you're looking for a freelancer, you can also check out Codable. Codable is a great, great site for finding vetted WordPress developers. I have quite a few friends that have used that site. Site and found really, really quality people to help them at really good prices actually as well. And then finally, check out your host. They may have an agency program or directory of agencies that they work with. WP Engine certainly has one. If you go to literal, literurl.co/WP agency, you'll see our directory there. But check out your host. Maybe they have their own list of people that you could work with. And then finally, if you have existing talent, existing developers that don't know WordPress, check out Know the Code, or maybe you're a novice developer yourself and you want to get better at it. Know the Code is a training program specifically for advanced WordPress development. So those are all the tips today. Again, wanted to do a deep dive into advanced WordPress management for digital marketers and non-technical users, and want to just kind of share some tips on how you can effectively manage your site to keep it fast, secure, and scalable. So thanks everybody for tuning in. Again, this is your host, David Vogelpohl. This has been Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. Just a reminder, you can subscribe on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or download episodes every Tuesday at webmasterradio.fm/shows/press this. Again, this has been your host, David Vogelpohl, and I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.